we go. Everybody's in the house. Cappy still confused about all the names that were mentioned in the game of games. Shadano is here. Hey. Eating pistachios.
Yeah.
Shadano and pistachios.
Yeah. I just want to say one
Pepper's
thing.
Pepper's always good on everything.
I just want to say one thing. And tell me if I'm wrong, everybody. Circle of Trust, chime in here on Twitter. Maybe I tend to think I'm not alone. Okay, you said these names as if everybody knows who they are.
They are pretty famous names.
I understand.
I didn't know.
You also don't know anything about pop culture, though.
Yeah, so you're not a pop culture guy.
I don't know the names.
You don't even know who played Jesse on Breaking Bad.
Well, I the thing is that when you say his name, like his real name, like George and I were having this conversation
earlier. Aaron Paul, right?
Aaron Paul,
yeah. Okay, what was the woman's
name? I didn't even watch Breaking Bad.
It's his miscall with Bryan Cranston. It's also Aaron Paul's miscall.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was the other guy.
I'm Aaron Paul with Bryan Cranston for...
I didn't know that. I thought he was just some friend of his.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know he was the guy from Jesse.
Like George Clooney and his friends that do the tequila?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But like George and I were having this conversation earlier today.
Casamigos, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about, we had this conversation about The Sopranos. And we were talking about James Gandolfini.
Right.
And we were saying that the woman who played his wife, don't say her name yet.
Okay.
I said, oh, yeah.
Carmella.
She was Nurse Jackie. Right. Yeah,
she was
.
Nurse Jackie.
So I was able to get the character, but I couldn't get the actress's real name. And I still don't know it. Do you know it?
Edie Falco.
Edie Falco. Gosh,
you didn't remember.
That one
you didn't remember?
I didn't remember
Edie
either.
Edie Falco.
I don't know. That doesn't stick for me either, Edie Falco.
No, that's a name that I definitely, when you said it, I was like, oh, of course it's Edie Falco.
Yeah, Edie Falco. Yeah.
So apparently they uncovered, I couldn't find the link to it, but they uncovered an old scene.
Oh, old scene of what?
Of Carmelo and Tony, and it had something to do with the New York Giants football draft one year.
No, the one that was uncovered that we're going to play on the show
later
is Pablo Torre.
That's right. This is the
one.
Who
worked for ESPN for many years. Before that, at Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
Uncovered the LeBron pitch video the year of the decision in 2010, and there's a bunch of celebrities, and in one of the roles of the video is Gandolfini and Edie Falco in character as Tony Soprano and Carmella.
Really cool.
Like pitching LeBron and talking about LeBron coming to New York to play for the Knicks. And what the thing that's gone viral is not necessarily just the video that it was uncovered because it was the LeBron pitch video. It's that they gave away what happened in The Sopranos when it went pitch to black.
What? They gave that away in the video?
In the video.
No.
That's the thing that's gone viral.
So
really?
LeBron got to know ahead of time what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the show was over.
The show was over.
Oh, okay.
Show was, it was years after the show. But you're saying they revealed what they think happened?
He mentioned where they've been.
Like, hey, LeBron, over the last 2 years, we've been somewhere.
Oh, so that means they're alive. They survived the diner.
Correct. So he reveals it very matter-of-factly talking to Carmella. In the conversation that they're pitching LeBron.
Because, you know, David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, says they dead.
Well, he did. Tony came out.
Tony says no.
I've always thought no. I've always thought no, nobody died. This was just them sort of finding a way. They put everybody on edge, but in the end, I don't think anybody got killed in that diner.
I mean, according to this video, I saw it.
Yeah.
And he very matter-of-factly says where they've been.
Good.
I need to watch this video. You're playing it later? What time are you playing it?
I don't know. It's on the rundown.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah, check the rundown.
So, Sedona, we talked about something earlier about words per minute, and I think that it's not what Mace thinks. Who has more words per minute between Momo and Scott?
Momo and Cappy.
Momo.
Really?
Yeah,
thank
you. Who's Scott?
Yeah. It is Momo. Yeah, I don't know.
Cappy, you mean me? Oh, yeah, you.
I mean, Cappy. I don't even know who I am.
You have a lot of words per minute.
Cappy is not very word efficient, but Momo, I love her to death, is way less word efficient than Cappy.
My mom says...
You got to tell Momo, hey, Momo, TV.
Yeah.
You tell Momo TV, she gets efficient.
My mom says, Ramona says so many words.
Yeah, I've heard.
That's really? Her review. Yes, Ramona says so many words.
Mom, what do you think about Ramona's performance? She says she's a lot of words, huh?
A lot of words.
A lot of words.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, I'm...
All right, hold on. Just
what?
Stop. Just stop.
Don't stop.
No,
don't
I'm
tell me
I'm
to stop.
Okay,
you
ready?
Stop.
All right, listen.
Stop me.
I'm very jealous of you.
Because?
Because I hear you saying how committed you are.
It's leg day.
To working out.
Oh, I did hear that.
Oh, yeah. Now, when you say leg day,
yep.
What do you mean by leg day?
What are you doing on leg day?
Are you squatting?
So here's the thing. I have got a trainer guy who trained like a bunch of
famous
people. Superhero
like
people.
Tell
yeah.
me. Let me
Christian
see if
Bale?
I know who they
Christian
are.
Bale.
I know who he is.
Chris Michael
Hemsworth.
Keaton.
Oh,
I don't know
Michael good
Keaton.
For you.
Michael Keaton. I love Michael Keaton.
Yeah, so he trained all the Batmans, apparently. All the Batmans. So he's got, I show
Adam
up
West?
There and he put, I don't know if he did Adam West. I show up there, he just puts me through
all
it.
Right, hold
just
on
puts
second.
Me through so, it. I never know what's coming. He says three sets of this and then he stands over me, lords over me while I do it.
All right, so he's a trainer.
How much are you paying this guy?
That's exactly what I want to know. Yeah. Trainer to celebrities.
You're paying a lot.
You've made a commitment.
Unless he's a big Mason and Ireland right? fan.
And plus, you also have to remember something else, that you have to have Juan okay this expenditure.
Correct. I absolutely did.
Which means that Juan wants Mace to get ripped.
Right.
Okay? It's like Craig's leaving.
Well, okay.
See you, Craig.
Bye, Craig.
See you, Craig.
See you, Craig.
Okay, so you now have agreed to pay this gentleman. How
Correct.
Many times a week are you working out with him?
Five.
5 days a week?
Wow. 5 days a week, yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Hardcore.
Okay.
Three weights, right, I heard?
Three resistance, five cardios.
And he designs your diet for you.
Correct.
So he tells you, like tonight, will he tell you what to eat tomorrow?
He there is a food thing that he has people send. They send food, and that's what you eat.
Oh, so he actually is getting you to have your meals sent to you.
Meals
so
sent
you don't
to
have
us.
To have, you don't have to think about
so
it. You
meal
don't have to
service.
Prepare
Correct.
For right. nothing. Okay.
Yep.
So you get the meals.
Yep.
And does he set that up, or do you just set that up and pay for it yourself?
I set that up and we pay for it ourselves.
Okay.
Right. He tells you this is easy to go to.
Here's the food you should get. And then we just go get it.
Okay, right. I was surprised because I would have thought that if it were me and I were your trainer, I'd upsell you.
One-stop shop.
Right, and I would make sure that I, like whatever you're paying $20 per meal, I'm getting $50 out of that meal.
See, he works all the time with this, just throw it out there, a company called NutriFit, Jackie over there, and Steve Zim work together all the time. Mm-hmm. So anytime he's doing a training or what he calls a transformation, the food always comes from NutriFit.
All right, George, listen. He's working Mace out once a day.
Whew.
5 days a week.
How long is the session? An hour?
Hour.
Okay. All right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This guy is now officially on the Mace payroll.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if it's that bad.
Oh, no. It's that bad. You, an hour.
I mean, you're not denying it necessarily. Right.
An hour with a trainer. Now, by the way, you go to his place?
Go to his place.
Okay, so he's got his own gym.
Gym on the west side, Culver City, a tighter U is what it's called. All
right. It'd be more if he went to him. Like if
he's not coming to my house.
You go to his place. He's got all the equipment.
How early?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, 6
for
p.m.
you, that's
every
great.
Night. Okay. Yeah, it's perfect. I'm awake. Still.
So I'm going to say this. You ready?
Oh, that morale is coming.
You use his gym.
Yep.
He does all the designing of workouts, et cetera, et cetera. He designs your food.
Yes.
I'm going to say $100 minimum per workout, $500 a week, $2,000 a month. That's my guess.
More. It's got
to
be more.
Oh, I would say easily $150, closer to $2.
Yeah, so per month, how much per month do you think it would be?
So let's just say double Cappy.
So 4,000.
3 to 5, 4,000 a month.
So 3 to 4,000.
5,000 a month is my guess.
$5,000 a month. For how many months are you doing this?
What if I told
you? What if I told you?
It's more.
Steve is a friend of mine.
Okay.
Well, that's what I say. Maybe he's a
Mason. Okay, so he's a friend, and now he's going to be doing you a favor.
Known him for years and years.
Okay, so more your price then.
Okay.
Yeah, closer to Cappy.
Yeah, no, it's a very good, it's very affordable if you want to look like a superhero.
It's called a tighter what?
A tighter U.
Oh, a tighter U. We were trying to figure out in there what you said.
Yeah,
a
tighter U.
And I said I would come in and get clarity.
Yeah, a tighter
U.
U. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
How did Mason and Friends go? How did Mason and Friends go today?
Mason Friends was. I was really Mason and Bergman.
Right.
Yeah. I think Bergman's doing a really good job. I mean, I know
sure
I'm alone on this.
We'll see what your Reddit page character says.
I know nobody's with me.
Penis
on this,
thumbs.
I think Bergman's done great.
I thought Penis Thumbs liked us now.
No, I like how people think
Thumbs likes Mace.
I don't even know.
No, he got in on me and Cappy for a little bit.
Did he?
A couple years, a year or
good
two.
Good or bad?
I don't know. I felt like he was turned for the better. Mm. I thought Penis.
Alex downstairs is keeping me informed while my other mole was gone. Apparently, they really had a wild night. They did not like that John flipped on him. So they thought that John was finally going to stand up for them and throw me off the show.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Not happening.
But you know what's brewing right now on the COT?
Oh, no.
What's brewing?
And because I'm not doing imaging because my voice is threatened, I need to go drink NyQuil after that morning show adventure.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They're already wondering, have you brought up the trade to Lindsay Baseball?
Very
and will you be
question.
Talking about that?
Oh, there's
that's
no
a
chance.
Question.
Have I
good
brought
question.
Up the trade?
I mean, you were the one that brought it up.
It was your idea.
It was your idea.
It was Chris had
no, it
idea.
Wasn't. No, it wasn't.
No.
Lindsay knows it wasn't my idea.
No, Lindsay
knows.
It was Cappy's idea.
Right.
I mean, there's audio to prove it.
I'm just the one who said
Cappy
it on the
attempted
air.
To trade Lindsay for Emily.
Yeah. I didn't attempt
Cappy
to trade her.
Running out of people to trade.
He offered her NIL.
NIL. Right. There's a producer portal now here.
Producer portal.
There's a producer portal.
A transfer portal for producers.
And Emily entered the portal. Yeah. And I'm on the receiving end of the portal. And I thought, well, now that's interesting. Perhaps maybe we ought to consider this a little bit.
Done.
Oh, you're on it.
Now she wants off.
Yeah, but Travis didn't sign off on it. So now we'd have to.
Because, you know, Cap, I just want to see what Cappy does.
You know what, Linz?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You can take control of this. Demand a trade. Demand one.
Mace, you know how that goes.
Well, he got it done.
That was my point. Thank you, Greg.
You know, Lindsay, what happened, though, is that when Emily came in, she said that you have an affinity for Travis and that you would actually want to do this. That's what Emily said. Isn't that right?
She did say that you get along with Travis and sleep very well. I don't know if she said affinity, but I mean.
We listen to a lot of the same podcasts.
And you get along really, really well with Slee.
Yeah, he's my bud.
But what time is the Riz show on?
We don't want to interrupt that.
Don't interrupt. Ends at 10.
The Riz show ends at 10?
Correct.
Oh, so then that's perfect.
There you go, perfect. You'll slide right into the other.
You can get done listening to Riz.
I was actually just talking to Craig Karmazin about it. Yeah. How much I love it.
Yeah, she talked to me about it earlier today, too.
Is there something going on between you two kids?
They get along great.
Is there
it seems
discord
like it.
Discord between you two?
I don't know that I would call it a discord.
I think it's discord.
By the way, the COT was not thrilled. I mean, there was a lot of action in a lot of directions about said trade that you proposed.
Well, it was kind of like when you scramble the Reddit brains, when you scramble the COT brains, because they complain a lot about Lindsay, but then the possibility of Emily.
They didn't like Emily either.
With the Taylor Swift. So their brains get scrambled.
The T Swift. Yeah. I'm curious.
I've learned that the internet, our fine audience on the internet, they complain a lot.
Well, they complain about everything, which is good because they feel ownership of things.
Yeah, they care.
But I will tell you, the two star members, and this isn't a shock, is the General Crypto Ray.
He's great.
And Casper Villa. They don't complain about anything.
They don't.
They just love the fact that.
And they try to create solutions of anything.
And they create content now. Right. They create content around our content.
Two guys, one pod.
Legitimately about coming to our events.
Yes. Right. Well, it's about the station.
Have we listened to it?
I have.
I got to find it.
You know that they actually do the podcast from the Sunset Room.
Yep.
Mace has never been to the Sunset Room.
I've never been invited to the Sunset Room.
What are you talking about? We do everything at the Sunset Room.
100% true. Never been invited.
You're always after the softball game. We all went to the Sunset.
When you told me about it.
We got down and dirty.
Greg was dancing.
I did dance afterwards.
You should start a podcast with your trainer. Two boys, one gym.
Two boys, one gym.
I'd listen to that.
Yeah. Well, I want to listen to two dudes, one pod. I'm gonna listen to that on my way.
Awesome.
No, actually, I'm gonna listen to you guys. I want to hear the fireworks between Cap.
When you want
to
hear about the Gandolfini thing,
Shedano
and the Gandolfini thing. Why should there be fireworks between Shedano and Lindsay?
Here's how. Listen, it's my favorite part of the show.
We fight all the time.
Yeah, and it's great.
It's my favorite part of the show.
We fight on the air, but Cappy is like behind the scenes. It's like he doesn't like me when I say like I don't know, I don't like that idea. You know, like that's
vetoing a lot of your ideas.
Here's how it goes.
Similar situation.
I have a great idea that I know would be really awesome.
Right.
Lindsay, let's do this. Is that your idea, Cap? Yeah, it's my idea. Oh, then no. Forget it. No.
Now, I will say this. No. There was a good line yesterday morning around 6:15 in the hallway when Cap comes up to Greg and I. And he's like, hey, guys, so we're going to do this morning roll call. I said, yeah, it's going to be fun. We have a drop. It'll be great. Okay, so I got this piece of music. I just want you guys to hear it. I think it would really work. I'm like, if you want to use it, we can use it. I go, we're not Lindsay. We'll say yes.
By the way,
I had to oversell it.
It's like trying to sell a piece of music to us.
Yeah, I love being on the other side of this. I'm usually the one over there getting all this coming at me.
Yeah,
it's really nice being on the other side.
You'll be back there tomorrow.
Don't get comfortable.
But let me say this.
Don't buy a house. Just be ready.
Most likely in 2026, he'll be in this room.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think anyone's coming at anyone, Greg. I feel like we just, you know, what's the word? We're workshopping it. We're workshopping things on the air.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. See, with me, they're coming at me. That's the difference.
No. That's just your perception. They're coming at everybody all the time. You just have
to be ready to dodge. You got to be like the Matrix. You got to dodge the bullets.
Dodge the bullets. Because
when Sedano's doing national 1 to 4 p.m., Cappy and company in the afternoon will probably involve
Greg. Sedano, you're doing national 1 to 4 p.m.?
That's been the talk around ESPN for a long time.
But by the way, Mason will be in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Mason in the morning.
Is John retiring and I didn't know?
I don't think John's going to want to continue in this nonsense much longer.
I think John,
that's his choice, not our choice.
I think the wick on that candle is getting pretty short now.
Oh, really?
I
don't,
let's cut that up. Let's cut that up for the open.
Really?
Let's cut that up.
John's wick is getting short.
His wick is getting short.
I want his wick. I want both your wicks to go another 25 years.
Yeah, well,
but
trust me, my wick will be here.
Oh no, I know your wick's pretty strong.
Mason in the morning.
Mason in the morning.
No,
I
you're
like
not
it.
Waking up in the morning.
Hell
though.
Yes, I love. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, how long before Greg is starting the show?
4:14 in the morning.
Right. Oh no, well,
he's not showing up.
Greg's gonna do the afternoon. We got to get a morning guy, a real producer for that.
Oh, wow.
He's taking a shot. Now you're taking the shot.
Well, we got to throw them around.
No, sure, it's fine. I'm not a real producer anymore. That's why Laura's here.
That's why in 2026 he's talented.
I'm not.
Well, I would love to be here all day long, but unfortunately,
yeah, it's time to go.
I've got to go pump iron.
All I want to say is one thing.
Yeah.
I want the diet from this guy, okay?
I'll send it to you.
I want the,
He wants it for free.
No,
because you're paying for it.
Right. Here's what I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
If you send me the diet and you tell me everything you're eating,
mm-hmm.
and I will eat the exact same thing, because there's no way on this earth of ours that I am allowing you to get ripped and lean and me still stay fat. Okay.
Not fat.
No, but I'm not going to let...
Nobody here is fat.
No, I'm fat.
Morales. Yeah. But no... None of the talent.
I'm open about
just
that.
Say none yes. of the talent is just, fast.
If you want to leave, just say yes.
I'm not letting you get lean and mean and me be fat.
Okay. See you tomorrow, 1:17 ESPN.
Yeah. Come on. Cappy, what do you got?
Hold on.
Okay. Ready?
Boom. Beep, ba da boop. Doom, ba da bop. Ba da bop. Cappy, the Lakers are playing the Denver Nuggets. They didn't tank like the cowards Steve Mason and Harrison Fagan wanted to.
Harrison Fagan, I talked to him earlier today.
Did you tell him he was a coward?
I told him he was a coward, and I told him that last night after the game, Darvin Ham suggested that he was in an insane asylum.
Right.
Because to even suggest tanking was, it was insanity. And I'll just tell you this right now. Harrison Fagan, whether you know who he is or you don't, my man told me that when he leaves the crib, sunglasses, ball cap, head down, on his phone.
Got to.
No eye contact with anybody.
Yeah, especially.
He looks like an actor trying to avoid TMZ.
Yeah, because Darvin Ham yesterday after the game in the locker room straight up told people, "We ready."
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Duncan, no fades, Cappy.
All that smoke. I'm
okay.
From Saginaw. I want all that smoke.
Now, listen, the Lakers won a game.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're going to have a guest, a friend of mine who will become a friend of yours.
Okay.
Nick Wright of Fox Sports.
I know Nick. I know who he is.
Will join us in about 10 minutes. He's a big LeBron guy, so in essence, he's become a big Laker guy.
Mm-hmm.
He trolled Warrior fans yesterday on social media in a way that I'd never seen before, that I was both mortified by and jealous by. So I would, not because of the Warrior fans that I wanted to troll, but just the trolling in general, I thought was both cringeworthy and fantastic at the same time.
Good trolling, huh?
Yes. So we'll talk to him in a few minutes. But the Lakers won this game without Anthony Davis and LeBron having their best performance. That's a pretty good sign, especially, and look, it was competitive. I thought it was going to be competitive. I know people were getting excited. Oh, we're up 18. But you learned, if you haven't learned by now, 20-point leads in the NBA are not safe anymore. Is that a fair assessment? Like, I think everyone has kind of come to that realization.
Yeah, but I will just say this, that It seemed as if the reason the Lakers were running away with the game is because other than Zion Williamson,
they couldn't hit a shot.
Right. Who else was going to do something? You know, now listen, don't get me wrong. As you got to the latter part of the third quarter, there were some like really, really long Caitlin Clark-esque three-pointers.
Right.
Notice how I did that now?
Yeah.
See, now that's my reference point. Caitlin Clark, no longer Steph Curry.
Yeah.
When they're deep threes, they're Caitlin Clark threes, okay? Because I'm down with the WNBA. Just want to make that clear.
By the way,
yeah,
there's a lot of news about Caitlin Clark because they're starting in a month already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's the thing. They started to hit some bomb three-pointers, and you're like, oh, whoa, hold on a second here. They're starting to make a serious comeback. But it really was, George, on the shoulders of Zion. It was not necessarily all of it. I mean, Brandon Ingram yesterday, dude, is he healthy? If he's not, why is he out there? You know what I mean? 11 points.
Yeah.
I had him on Prize Picks at 18 and a half.
Yeah.
Didn't happen for him.
Didn't work out for you. Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, Zion was insane.
Zion, I know Laker fans don't want to hear this. I kind of felt bad for Zion a little bit because he's having the game of his life. LeBron had basically sunned him in the previous eight meetings. He's only 1-7 going into this game against LeBron. LeBron just has destroyed him both on offense and defensively, like picking him up in a way that nobody had done that before. And then Zion was like, all right, I'm putting my big boy pants on and I'm taking it to LeBron in this game.
And there was a point.
God, he trucked him at one point.
Dude, where Zion goes into the lane, LeBron is willing to take the charge. But when Zion put his shoulder into LeBron.
Oh my God, yeah.
Off both feet.
Right.
Like it was like sometimes you see a quarterback get de-cleated by a rushing linebacker.
Right.
LeBron got trucked.
Yeah.
Took the charge like a man,
yeah.
But got trucked by Zion.
Yeah. Look, I thought it was a great game. It was fun. It was competitive, as I assumed. The Lakers, I thought, would win. But, again, it's why this notion of tanking was ridiculous. You knew you playing the same team in back-to-back games. Like, there's going to be a more competitive outcome in this one.
You took me out of my bet, though, yesterday. You told me about all the smart money and about all the wise guys.
Well, listen, they lost big yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I was about to take the Lakers, and then you talked me out of my bet.
I was just giving you information. You do what you want with it.
Well, what was the info yesterday? Because I saw that the Lakers were like plus 103 at one point.
Yeah, it was basically 66% of the total bets were on the Lakers, but 97% of the money was on the Pelicans.
Oh, I don't get that math there.
I mean, basically, a lot of the smart money was on the Pels.
Yeah, well.
Because they expected the Pels to win. And maybe if Zion is in there at the end of the last 3 minutes, maybe that did happen. Because he brought them all the way back.
It absolutely could have changed the game. And here's the weirdest part about Zion getting hurt, is that I watch that play over and over again.
Right.
And I'm like, how'd he get hurt?
Right.
What happened?
Right.
I mean, I couldn't
hamstring.
Figure it out.
Yeah, it looked like he pointed to his abdomen.
He did.
Yeah.
And here's the other part of it. When he left the floor, he actually ran to the locker room.
Right.
So.
Well, he kind of jogged lightly. I wouldn't say ran.
I mean,
he slammed the towel
on
the ground.
But he wasn't limping.
Right.
You know?
But it could be just that it stiffened up on him.
I don't know. Well, he's out for the next game.
Yeah. So, and that's not good news for them. But here's the thing. For all you people that give AD a lot of crap.
All you people.
He saved the day yesterday.
Oh.
LeBron shoots an air ball,
right.
Okay, on a fadeaway jumper that was contested.
Yep.
And Anthony Davis gets the putback, gets to the foul line, and then clinches the game basically at that point. So for all you people that give AD all sorts of crap, all right, he saved your season yesterday.
Listen, there's no doubt it was a brilliant play by AD. It was a terrible shot by LeBron. And what AD did was use his size, use his athleticism, to grab the ball with one hand and then immediately put the shot up and then get to the free throw line. And clutch came up with two free throws.
Yeah.
It was a great, great play by AD. All the credit to him. But you know who needs a lot of credit for yesterday's win?
Gabe Vincent?
Hey, listen. I said this to you yesterday morning. Can't believe we were on in the morning. It's kind of screwed up my whole week.
Yeah.
But I said to you yesterday morning when we had Mike Trudell on, the X factor player for me is going to be Gabe Vincent, because watching him in the last four or five games, how fast he is, how fresh he is, what a great defender he is. He came up with some huge shots yesterday.
Yeah, but that's what they signed him for. He's been in these moments.
But the guy who you got to give credit to, and you asked this question coming into the postseason, whether we want to call this, is D'Angelo
Russell. First half.
It was a great first half.
Big first half.
But he also hit another monster late in the game.
He did. He did.
All the credit to him.
So now it's the Nuggets, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Nick Wright is going to stop by from Fox Sports FS1. First things first. Old friend of mine. Strangely enough, had not been on with me on the station, but no longer. That will happen here shortly in a second. So we'll talk to him about the Lakers. I want to talk to him about him trolling the Warrior fans yesterday. We'll get into all that. But first, listen, Laker fans, I'm sure you celebrated yesterday. You should have celebrated with some Tequila Mandala, award-winning artisanal small-batch premium sippy tequila founded by a couple of guys just like you, one from Jalisco, Mexico, the other one born and raised in SoCal, down and downy, with a vision to create a sippy tequila to be shared with friends and loved ones. You've seen us talk about it. You've seen us post about it. Those beautiful, hand-painted round ceramic bottles. Those are a conversation starter indeed, but nothing like the nectar of the gods inside. Have you tried Tequila Mandala yet? What are you waiting for? The Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo, or the Extra Añejo? Elevate your tequila game today. Make sure Tequila Mandala is at your next occasion, holiday party, anniversary, birthday, carne asada. So celebrate with Tequila Mandala today. Follow their journey on their social channels, at Tequila Mandala. Tequila Mandala, demand the extraordinary.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Are you playing Prince because I'm going to Minnesota this weekend, or is this just random?
It's on the OTDs.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's on the OTDs? What happened today? Was this the number one hit in America or something?
Sure was.
Okay.
By the way, we got some Minnesota music for you at some point today.
I am. It's funny. I asked my bosses, where am I going this weekend? Because, you know, Friday, tomorrow, I got to fly to whoever loses this game and wins the next game. So I'm taking the 8-seed game on ESPN Radio. I'm calling that. And then I got to do sidelines on TV in Minnesota. So when I text my TV boss, I'm like, where am I going? He's like, I hope you like Prince. And I'm like, yeah, I do actually. So there
so
you go.
This game that you're talking about, Philadelphia up 13-6 over Miami right now. So you're going to where?
Whoever loses, I'm going to their house. Because so they're going to play the loser plays the winner of the Chicago-Atlanta game.
Are you rooting for Miami to lose?
Of course.
No. I mean, I would like for them to win, but I feel like I'm going to go there because I think Philadelphia is going to beat them, and Bam is in foul trouble already, so that's not good. So there you go.
Are you going to let me send you text messages during the game broadcast?
Yeah.
We're doing this whole thing with DeMarco, for
okay,
sure.
Yeah, Friday, DeMarco's filling in for you.
You send me messages, and I will work your lines into my broadcast on ESPN Radio.
Just so you know, South-South is already happening.
Okay. Well, can we work on this later? Because I got Nick Wright on the line here.
Nick
I want
to
make sure.
Ready? Yeah, maybe Nick has a request.
I mean, geez, we don't want to keep this guy waiting forever.
Nick has a request.
So the great Nick Wright, I'm so proud of this young man, okay? You can catch him on First Things First on FS1 each and every weekday afternoon. I can tell you this. I watch a lot more of your show now than when you were on so early in the morning. I know it's not First Things First in the morning anymore, but it's First Things First in my afternoon, which I appreciate. Nick Wright, it's been a very long time that I've been wanted to have you on the show, so I'm glad we finally made this happen. Way too long that we didn't have you on. Thank you for joining us.
Well, you know, George, anytime you ask, I'd come on. So when you say it's been a very long time since you had me on, you just mean it took you a long time to invite me on, but no hard feelings.
Right. I did not invite you. I've been a terrible friend.
You are a bad friend.
No, but in all seriousness, when George says he's proud of me and then we can get to the actual business at hand, literally 10 years ago, George did not know me at all, except I was just a radio guy in Houston, and was super kind to me, helped me, gave me advice, and connected me to people for no reason other than he's just a great person. And so it's really a pleasure. And so I appreciate it, and it's good to be on with you, Cappy, as well. So thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, Nick, nice, man. Very good. And you're right, he is a great person. Let me tell you something real quick about this kid.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm going to tell him about it. I had my podcast, one of the guys on my podcast, his sister and his mother died within a week of each other, right? And needed to raise $3,000 to bury his mom. And George saw me put out a video on social media and put $500 into the GoFundMe, which I thought was unbelievably
sweet. Can you guys stop
sweet.
Already? No, I don't. No, can no, we just talk? No, like
the way you fawned all over Kevin Harlan last week. You're the greatest human being
he
on
is.
The planet.
I mean, he's really
I'm
nice.
I'm giving you a little bit of love.
Okay.
You deserve
all right,
a little.
Fine.
A little love.
That's good. Now that it's all, we all agree that yeah. George is the best human being on the call.
I mean,
now
maybe second. Maybe
Let's
second
go.
Best.
Okay.
Yeah, second
go.
Best. That's fair. All right. So I want to talk to you about the Lakers here in a second, but I want to tell you how I was both mortified by your behavior yesterday on social media and also incredibly jealous, by the way, at the same time, because you went and basically went at and debated Warriors fans in their Twitter spaces yesterday. And I was both mortified by the behavior, but also laughing my ass off because I'm like, why didn't I think of that first? Not necessarily with that fan base, but so many other fan bases that I've had enough battles with over the years. Yeah, I am very jealous people, you did it.
If people missed it, it just visualize a version, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, of Battle of the Bastards, and I'm Jon Snow, just being inundated on all ends, but no one's coming to save me. But thankfully, I'm arguing with some of the dumbest people that have ever figured out how to use the internet.
Well, we have the audio. We have some audio. Hold on. We'll let people sample a piece of your work.
Hold on, real quick, George.
Yeah.
Before, let me just add a little context. It is 1:20 a.m. on the East Coast. I have a sleeping 10-year-old and sleeping wife in a house where sound carries everywhere, and sleeping above me, and a dog that I do not want to wake up sleeping on the floor beneath me, and I'm in my office, and that's why my voice sounds the way it does. Go ahead.
No, but I actually thought that's the best part, is it sounded, I thought you might have been in the bathroom, to be honest with you, and so no one could hear you, but you are clearly not trying to wake up the rest of your house. All right, play a clip.
Right, Trace Jackson Davis.
Right, obviously.
That was it.
Nick, hold on a second. The way you talk, the way you just said about Trace, and like you're trying to make it sound like it's a ridiculous thing. You got to understand something. Dario Saric, you know Dario Saric, right? Do you think that Dario Saric is a guy who can play the five?
No. Here's what I honest to God think, and I don't think this is a controversial opinion. If the amount of minutes Trace Jackson does or does not get is the difference between your team getting rocked by a Kings team in free fall and winning a championship, then you're kidding yourself.
First of all, that was hilarious. Excellent dismount there. But what I would also add is, this is the difference between you and me. I would have woken up the house because the minute the guy asked me, do you know who Dario Saric is? I would have gone all Cuban on his ass and be like, do you know who the bleep you're talking to right now?
Well, so here's the thing. Here's the part that didn't get, I don't think anyone was screen recording yet. You'd have to go back and watch it. So I didn't really know what my plan was because I just knew that this guy, the guy who I was talking to there, basically believes the Warriors would be the 9-time defending NBA champions if not for the fact that they hired the worst coach of all time in Steve Kerr. And I was so just dismayed by what a bad take it was that I tuned in to hear it. But then the guy who was actually running the space, who is a guy who has taken countless shots at me for years, and I've never once responded to him, he says to open the thing, he's like, listen, I've been around long enough to know dynasties, when they end, it looks like this. And I was like, actually, totally wrong. It never ends like this. So I was like, you know what? How do I talk on this thing? So I requested to speak. And so they put me on, and I'm like, first of all, buddy, this Russell's dynasty ended by Russell retiring with the championship. Jordan's dynasty ended by Jordan retiring with the championship. Kareem and Magic ended in the finals with Kareem retiring. Shaq and Kobe's ended in the finals, not as a 10 seed getting beat by the Sacramento Kings. And then I was off and so, but and then I was off and running, but I couldn't raise my voice. And I mean, George, I did it for, I was on for 46 minutes.
Oh my God.
It was for, and it was each time it was folks telling me the best clip is when they're like, don't you think we know more about the Warriors than you? We watch every game. And I was like, well, not really, but let's assume that's true. Don't you think that by that same logical tree, the GM and the team president know more than you?
Right.
And it was a chorus of 17 people unmuting their phones saying, no,
right.
No, they don't.
Absurd.
They don't. It was great.
Yeah.
Were you having a hard time sleeping last night that you decided at 1:15
in the morning? He's a maniac. Haven't you figured this out already?
To spend 45 minutes not trying to wake up your wife, your kid, and your dog?
I get really, you know, I love sports. I love it. And there are seminal moments. And, you know, the end of this thing that is the only reason that LeBron doesn't have 7 or 8 championships by now, this thing finally being out of my life, was I wasn't going to be able to sleep anyway. So I might as well join the fray and, you know, and muck around with folks. And now folks want me on Spaces all over. I got Knicks fans saying join our Spaces. I got Nuggets fans saying I might become a Spaces guy. This might be my new thing.
I didn't even know Spaces was still a thing on Twitter.
Yeah,
I really
it is still a
I
thing.
I had no idea.
I mean, if not, Nick just brought it back. That's what happened yesterday. All right, you mentioned LeBron, and look, I don't know how you felt about the whole tanking argument. I thought it was, while I understood the notion, patently absurd that one of the greatest players in the history of sports would tank a game to avoid the Denver Nuggets, okay? I just thought the premise was absurd. But here we are. So how did you feel about that notion? And B, I think they can win a couple games. I don't think they're going to win the series, but I don't think this thing is going to look like what we saw last season.
Okay, so I said a month ago that the Lakers' path, however thin it is, to winning a title, the following things, in my opinion, had to happen. They had to get out of the 9-10 because they need as much rest as possible going into the postseason. And they had to, assuming health by the other opponents, you know what I mean? Like if Jokic goes down, that, you know, just assume, I know it won't be the case, that no key player on anybody's other team gets hurt. And they had to play Denver in round one. And both things happened. And the reasoning for that is incredibly simple, and I don't understand why so many people just ignored it. The Lakers played the Nuggets dead ass even for 3 quarters of every single game in that series last year. And then LeBron was out of gas and the team was out of gas in the 4th quarter of each game, and they lost in the waning moments. Now, maybe that happens again, but it is less likely to happen now than in a month. It is less likely to happen when there are 2 or 3 days between games, as opposed to every other day, and there will be some every other day in this series. And I went through it on the show today. Like, Jamal Murray is an awesome playoff performer. That was the best series of his career. That was more points per game in a single playoff series than Kobe Bryant ever had, what Jamal Murray did last year against the Lakers. And they did it on like 60-50 splits. Meanwhile, D'Angelo Russell was 6 a game on 13% from the field. You then add to that, Christian Brown and Reggie Jackson took 4 combined shots and scored 0 combined points in the series last year because Bruce Brown was taking all those minutes. He's gone. You then add to it that, Michael Porter Jr. might have a few things on his mind over these next few weeks. I don't know. And it just seems to me like there are a lot of reasons to – and you add to it that if Nikola Jokic only makes 3 – over the back of his head, shot clock beating heaves, that you're 9 points better than you were from last time. And in game 1,
Jokic had the best Jeff Van Gundy called it the best half of basketball he's ever seen. The Lakers were down three with the ball with a minute left. Game two, Jamal Murray scores 23 in the fourth quarter. The Lakers are down three with 40 seconds left. Game three, it's tied with 6 minutes left. And game four, it comes down to the final shot. The game, all those things went against the Lakers. LeBron was injured and exhausted. So I say all that to say that.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It's George. Lakers in six. Why not? One last gasp. And I don't even know. Like, I'm not sure how the Jordan acolytes do the math. Like, does beating the Nuggets, is it then bad that you beat the Nuggets if he then loses to the Celtics in the finals? Like, is the best path beat the Nuggets and then lose in round two? I don't know what weird math some of these folks do. But all-time legends usually have one more, oh, my God, what they do. Now, maybe that was last year from LeBron getting them to the conference finals. But I like how he's playing right now, last night notwithstanding, a lot more than how I felt going into the postseason last year. He's obviously shooting better. The team's healthier. And D'Lo went from unplayable to maybe key part of it. So, yeah, why not?
Well, let me put a pin in this for you a little bit. And this is, I've been very consistent on this position. Because last year, and even this year some, but last year I did a ton of Nuggets games, okay? And this year I've done a few, and I did one very recently, a couple weeks ago. And what the consistent thing from them has been, and you kind of started to allude to it, is the last 5 minutes of the game. Uh-oh, by the way, Jimmy Butler is writhing in pain, holding his knee. That is not good for that team. No. And it's all tied up at 22. Eric Spoelstra looks apoplectic at the moment.
He looks what?
Apoplectic. Mm-hmm. Pat Riley is also looking in with concern.
Is he also apoplectic?
No, he's in a lot of concern there.
He's beside himself.
Beside himself is a great way to describe it. But anyway, so let me put a pin in this. So last year, I was kind of like the only person like saying, hey, the Nuggets are for real. They can win a championship. And everyone's like, oh, stop. That's cute. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And you as well. I know you weren't big on that.
Yeah, I didn't buy it. Yeah. I wasn't a buyer.
And it's because I saw it firsthand so many times that basically in the last 5 minutes of the game, if you don't have a significant lead on them, they are going to out-execute you. They have the best starting five and, in essence, the best closing five in the NBA. They fit seamlessly, those five guys, which is Jokic, Murray, Porter Jr., Gordon, and KCP. And that's the difference. And that all those games with the Lakers in the playoffs, the games, the last eight or whatever they've played, including the ones in the playoffs last year and the regular season this year, it all basically came down to the Nuggets out-executed them. Not so much that this happened to the Lakers. No, the Nuggets forced that issue on them.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that. But I guess my response to that would be twofold. One is, what is the scoring situation if Jamal Murray, instead of averaging 33 a game, is having a great series at 26?
But why wouldn't he when D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves are basically turnstiles on defense?
Because he has played teams in the postseason that have defenders just as bad as those two, and he's never had a series better than that one. Never. And when it comes to late-game execution, how much better will the Lakers be on the offensive end this year with LeBron not only having the ability to drive to the basket two or three times a game because he got a broken foot? So LeBron was in a weird spot last year. He missed like 20 straight threes, and he couldn't drive. So listen, you are correct. And Jokic is already with the championship now to go along with the regular season accolades, an all-time great player. It's undeniable. And you are correct about what he orchestrates at the end of those games. But the last team, the only team ever in a playoff series in LeBron's career to shoot better from three than the Nuggets shot last year.
And were the Warriors.
Pull it, George. No. The 2014 Spurs.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I was there for that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, exactly. So, but that means that Nuggets team shot better from three than any Warriors series he was up against. I just don't know that that is duplicable. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, look.
You gotta listen to this kid, Nick Wright. You ought to listen to him. You know, he sounds pretty smart to me.
He is very smart.
No. Yeah, you know, he sounds very smart. When he picks the Lakers in six, you know, listen, I get it.
Listen, I will give him this.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, he did the smart thing, which is, hey, I'm going to tell everyone that the greatest player in the world is the greatest player in the world. It was a lane that no one was filling, and he did it.
It's the greatest con ever. If somebody became well known in the health industries by being like, guys, nobody's telling you this, but trust me, drink water. And people are like, this son of a bitch. Who does he think he is? You can directly trace my path in 8 years' time from obscure Houston radio host that George Sedano, it was made my life that he knew who I was, to whatever the hell I am now, based on the fact that I had the audacity to be like, LeBron James, pretty good. It's really unbelievable.
I love it. I love everything you've done. It was long overdue that we brought you on here. Now, Laker fans are in my mentions. They all want you on all the time. So we will have you on sooner. I know it's hard on the East Coast. You have young kids.
Oh, stop. The guy's up at 1:15 in the morning arguing with Warrior fans.
That is true. You know what? Screw that, right? You're coming on every series. You're coming on.
Yeah, whenever you want, man. I mean, that's the thing is, and especially, and I, you know, it's very hard for me to say to anyone. I did my buddy who works in Chicago for a company called CHGO, and he's been trying to get me on his YouTube show, but it's in the middle of the day. It's like the worst time possible for me, and I've kind of just been like, and he's one of my dear friends. I'm like, I can't. It's hard. He got me on today. You know why?
Why?
Because anyone that I'd say no to, they'd be like, oh, okay, you don't have time for me. One of your dear friends. You were on for 45 minutes with a dude named Urkel on Twitter last night.
In the middle of the night. Trying to not wake up the dog.
Right, I think you have time. So yeah.
After I heard, by the way, on the Levitard podcast that you renewed your vows, congratulations, or as Cappy would say, Mazel Tov.
Yes, that's right. Mazel Tov is right.
I did do that, and that guy Mark, who I was on CHGO, was in the wedding.
Oy vey.
Wow. Yeah, so you had to do that.
Blowing him off, yeah. So I had no choice. Yeah. But thank you for that. I appreciate that. Anytime you want.
Long overdue, buddy. Great to hear your voice. Next time I'm in New York, we will settle this. So I got Nuggets in six. You have Lakers in six. It'll be a frosty adult beverage on one of us.
No doubt about it. And I'm excited for it, and I'll come on again when the Lakers are getting ready to take on either Phoenix or Minnesota.
Wow, look at that.
I love it.
I love the confidence. Yeah. Nick Wright, first things first.
Oh, wait, Nick.
DeAndre. Hold on. Before you go, DeAndre, our associate producer, has something to ask you.
Hey, Nick, I'm associate producer for Sedano and Cap, but I played with your son 2018 and 2019 at College of the Desert, DeMonze.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were at COD?
Yeah, COD, that's amazing. With Trent Skinner, yeah.
So that's spectacular. Yeah, my son played junior college ball in Southern California because when he was applying to colleges, he was trying to play D1, didn't work out. So he was looking at junior colleges, and that was when I thought we were all going to be living in L.A., and then he ends up going out there, and we go to New York. But have George send me your info, DeAndre, so I can connect you guys.
Sounds good.
By the way, DeMonze lives in L.A.
Okay.
He's in L.A. now. He works for Fox. So that's amazing.
Dude, if we could get DeMonze and DeAndre together.
I know.
Oh, my God. We got a tag team there.
No, look, you can do a podcast. Right. You guys can do a podcast together.
Right. The Big D's.
Yeah.
But, Nick, do you remember DeAndre?
Well, absolutely. 100%.
There's only one 100%. DeAndre.
Well, no, I mean, in the junior college basketball world, believe it or not, there's more than one. Get out of here.
Come on.
But there was only one on the COD basketball team. That's great. All right, yeah, well, I appreciate you guys. Send me that info.
All right, brother. Good to talk to you. Be good. Right.
Yep.
See ya.
How old is he? Nick Wright.
Nick Wright is, this son he's talking about is stepson.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
going to say, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he's like 25, this kid.
Yeah.
Boy, he got hair, too.
Yeah.
Also, so DeAndre is pretty good at basketball.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Not a shock. I mean, this kid's an athlete. Have you seen him? And he knows the game.
I mean, how was the team at the College of the Desert?
We were actually pretty good that year. We had a couple guys that transferred, and then we had one kid actually go on to Kentucky.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Nice.
I don't know my season.
Did you dunk on a fool?
I did not dunk on a fool. I wasn't, you know, vertically. I wasn't, you know.
You can't dunk the basketball?
I can dunk the basketball.
Just barely?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure he could dunk on you, Cap.
I don't know, man. He says he can barely get up. Maybe just, with a tennis ball.
Don't test me, Cap. We can go to the court any day.
Let's go.
Right now, let's put you on a 10-foot hoop and put me on an equal, like a 7.5-foot hoop.
Okay.
Right? And let's see who got more.
That's,
you know,
easy.
What I'm saying?
That's easy work, man.
Come on, man. You ain't getting up on no 10-foot hoop. Too heavy.
Oh, yeah? Too heavy?
Yeah. Too much weight in the legs and the tuchus.
Is that right?
Yeah. Too thick. You feel me?
I feel you. Yeah. I don't know if you want that smoke.
I don't want any of that smoke. All right? No smoke.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to double up here because we got to go. We got to do this. But real quick, the 4 o'clock hour brought to us by our friends at Waba Grill, Sedano Cab 4 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Waba Grill here on 710. Kids eat free at Waba Grill. Bring your kids in for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 p.m. Restrictions apply. Thanks to the great Nick Wright. First things first, at noon each and every weekday on FS1. Cappy, tell them about Coors real quick, though.
You know, I would love to. As a matter of fact, DeAndre, if you want me to, I could get one of my buddies to, you know, I have a buddy named Christian Staples. You know who Chris Staples is?
No.
He's a slam dunk world champion. Okay?
Okay.
And I could get him to coach you up if you want on like an 8.5-foot hoop.
Okay.
You know,
because
since you can't get up, no mo. You feel me? All right. Listen, let's talk about Coors Light for a quick second. Listen, hey, big win last night. Playoffs are happening. Baseball season is underway. Let's celebrate all the sports that we get to enjoy and the championships that these teams get to pursue. And let's do it with an icy cold Coors Light. And by the way, you are seeing these billboards all over Southern California. The billboards that you see there talking about chill, about CA Chill. Well, that's what you ought to do. You ought to go to that website, cachoosechill.com. cachoosechill.com, because you can pick up icy cold Coors Light right next to you, or you can just have it delivered to your door today. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly and enjoy that icy cold Coors Light.